From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The World Series is set. The Philadelphia Phillies will be traveling to the Bronx to face the New York Yankees, who beat the Los Angeles Angels 5-2 at Yankee Stadium tonight. NPR's Mike Pesca has details.
The Yankees put men on base in each of their first three innings, but didn't score a run until the fourth, when Johnny Damon singled home two runs with the bases loaded, and Alex Rodriguez drew a bases-loaded walk. After the Angels pulled to within one run in the eighth, the Yankees answered with two runs of their own, thanks in part to consecutive Angels errors on Yankee bunts. Yankee starter Andy Pettitte earned the win and cemented his reputation as one of the best in big games. The Yankees, who have the most wins in the history of the American League, will face the Phillies, who have the most losses of any franchise in baseball history. But they did win the last game of last season, meaning they are the defending champions. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
There has been a deadly mid-air collision between two helicopters in southern Afghanistan. The U.S. military says the collision claimed the lives of four U.S. servicemen. Hostile fire has been ruled out. President Obama is condemning Sunday's suicide bombings in Baghdad as outrageous attacks, but he says they are no match for the courage and resilience of the Iraqi people. The two blasts killed at least 132 people and injured hundreds of others. NPR's Nishant Dahiya reports from Baghdad.
The blast tore through the two buildings and destroyed cars and water mains. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and President Jalal Talabani condemned the attacks. The violence in Iraq is the lowest it has been in years. These bombings only highlight the precarious nature of the gains made. Violence is expected to rise in the run-up to January's elections. Parliament has in recent weeks been deadlocked over a bill that would allow those elections to take place. Iraq's leaders said the attacks were aimed at derailing the political process. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
Senate Democrats are expressing confidence that a public option for health insurance will be included in a yet-to-be-unveiled compromise bill that's headed for the full Senate. But some also caution that a public option may have to be modified to attract the 60 votes needed to overcome filibusters. Here's more from NPR's David Wellna.
Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold told CBS's Face the Nation that there is now a good chance the bill sent to the Senate floor will include a public option.
I think we've got some chance of prevailing in the Senate on it, and if we don't, I think there's a chance it'll come through the House. So I'm becoming increasingly optimistic.
On the same program, Arizona Republican John McCain said Democrats do seem to have the votes now to pass health care legislation.
Democrats are very aware that they don't want a repeat of the Clinton failure in 1994. So I think it's likely they will get something through.
But Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill warned on ABC's This Week that the public option that's included in the bill may not end up in the final version.
I think what we're going to end up with is having votes on a number of choices.
David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Hundreds of residents are being evacuated from Northern California's Santa Cruz Mountains. A wind-driven wildfire has engulfed 600 acres. Bob Hensley of Capitol Public Radio reports.
The blaze erupted early Sunday morning near Watsonville, located about 50 miles south of San Jose. Officials haven't determined the cause. By mid-morning, 200 firefighters were battling the flames. Strong wind gusts of up to 40 miles per hour have hampered crews. A number of roads have been closed due to the fire. A spokeswoman says CAL FIRE triggered a reverse 911 system to notify homeowners of the evacuation order. The blaze is burning near an area where a wildfire last year destroyed 29 homes and threatened a retreat center. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Federal investigators are on the scene of a smoldering fuel depot in Puerto Rico. Both the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives have sent scores of agents each to the depot just west of the capital of San Juan. They're investigating whether someone intentionally caused Friday's explosion that spewed thick, toxic smoke across the region. ATF spokesman Orlando Felix says they're trying to figure out what caused the blast.
At this point, we're basically starting our investigation. The first thing we're going to do, we're going to go in the fire scene. We're going to determine where the fire started.
The fire has been put out, and Puerto Rico's governor says danger in the area has passed. The blast prompted President Obama to declare an emergency in Puerto Rico. And that blast in Puerto Rico, no one died, but at least two people were hurt. I'm Giles Snyder, and you're listening to NPR News. From Washington.